purpose of these hearings and exactly what we're doing here. Okay, so welcome back for those that are watching at home. We are in the second half of our first day of the meetings, public hearings with reference to Scientology. We have heard a first witness, Mr. Ed Walters, who is a high-ranking official in the Church of Scientology. We also heard some opening remarks from our consultant, Mr. Michael Flynn. Right now, we'd like to again address questions directly to Mr. Walters, and after that, we will ask Mr. Flynn to show some documents on the screen, and then we will get back into our second witness, which is Mr. DeWolf. We may not have time to conclude with Mr. DeWolf today or finish with him, so therefore, if that happens, we will ask him to come back tomorrow morning. Again, for those that are watching, we may be asking the same question in many ways, and different commissioners may be asking the same question in different ways. We are doing this by design, for the most part, trying to establish a record, for the record, of the activities that relate to the Church of Scientology in general, and specifically those in Clearwater. I'll just start. Mr. Walters, what is this OP sheet and routing form? Can you tell me about that and how many people see it?
All right. In the Guardian's office, everything is done through exact orders. There is an order put out and there is compliance. Hubbard designed what he calls a check sheet that lists if you have an operations, we'll say to follow a commissioner, it would put at the top of it the purpose for this. It would say step by step the exact duties. First correctly identify commissioner, establish resident, and then it will be a blank to who is to do this specifically. And when that person does it, there is a point where they sign it off that they have completed. That's called compliance. An order is given by Hubbard that shows compliance. And every step of the operations is done. It's usually a white piece of paper listing every step from the surveillance all the way through whatever the operation was. Every step is listed. Who is responsible, and the person who does it signs it off.
How many people see this list?
Very few, only the people in the Intelligence Bureau or the Guardian's office. The higher officials of the church, such as in Los Angeles or Clearwater.
All right, what exactly is a routing form?
A routing form is a form designed to take you step by step through the organization. There are all different kinds of routing forms. There's a brand new person routing form. If you came in for the first time, the reason that you would be hooked so well is because every step is laid out. You would first talk to the registrar. The registrar will sign that off. The registrar will find your room, see how much, what's wrong with you, all the way through. Now, in the Guardian's office routing form, when they complete an operation, that is routed back up the line, the communication line, meaning from the Guardian's office in whatever city back to their senior, which will usually be Los Angeles. Los Angeles would route it to Flag, which is Clearwater Park.
You indicated you earlier that you may have, they have a dossier on most people.
Yes.
Is this routing form or this sheet, OP sheet, could that also be used as a dossier for potential blackmail and etc.?
Yes. In fact, usually the first step of any operations is a start folder. And it sounds silly, but you guys told it literally. Open a folder and put your name on it. I mean, no step is missed.
If everyone knows this, then why do you do it? You seem to perpetuate your own downfall, and who can you trust in the organization? And if you can't trust them, how and why is the organization so successful?
Very good question. Very good. I'll be honest with you. When I used to get mad at some things, I used to tell them what you just said. I went on an operations with Chuck Reese one time, and I saw him typing it up and sending it up the line, which would mean now would mean Los Angeles and Clearwater. At that time, meant just Los Angeles or to England. And I said, you got to be crazy. You're going to write all this stuff, and this is nuts. But he says, Ron gives an order, he wants compliance. It's a great honor to sign your name that you have complied with Ron's order. I mean, it's like points. I mean, it's, I followed 3 commissioners today, you're in, man. I mean, you get a new typewriter or whatever you request that you need, you're liable to get it. Because you, and Ron is very shrewd. He doesn't want his GO members saying, I did this or I did that. He wants proof. And very interesting enough, he has proof because he can look at these operations and compliance orders and he knows how hard you're working. But you're right, sir. It is their downfall.
I don't know if you can trust your enemies. How do you trust your friends? And if your friends, your enemies, potentially the same people. The Telex is used to distribute confidential files of criminal activities to various cities and groups. Can you tell us about the Telex?
There's a Telex system that is extensive throughout Scientology. Every major organization has a Telex where they can deliver messages to Los Angeles, which are then sent to England, and also sent to wherever L. Ron Hubbard is. The last few years they were sent to Clearwater. Now what is sent on the telex is at the end of every week, the stats for every division are sent. You know, like 10 people in, $30,000 raised, 2 people completed course, 2 went on to their next course, all these types of stats. Ron was very into that. It means statistics. And you actually had a graph. The Guardian's office uses the telex systems in a coded manner. They have an elaborate code to send back questions concerning operations or whatever they're doing, and only the GO person knows the code and is sent to in the last few years, they would send coded messages to Clearwater and Los Angeles.
Okay, how do you think you're going to react? We asked you this earlier, but so the telex commands, does the telex command criminal activities to other cities and other states?
Yes.
Can you be given a job or to do something, like to move from Clearwater and to commit an illegal act in California or vice versa?
Yes. When you're talking about planning dope and things like that.
Tell me about planning dope.
Yeah, those things are not written down on paper. If they are, they're on code. Those are sent by coded telex.
Now, where would they get the dope to plan?
I don't know. One of the higher Guardian's office operatives, who I'm sure has been here to Clearwater, I don't know if you're familiar with the name. His name is Bruce Raymond. One of the, he works for the Hubbards personally and handles the most secret sensitive matters, so I'm sure he would have been sent to Clearwater one time or another. He specifically asked me to get some dope to put on, I'll be very specific, it's going to astound some people who are in Scientology right now, but their name is Bruce and Danielle Harrell. They own a mission here, I believe, in Florida somewhere. I think they're still in. At that time, GO was very suspicious of them and wanted to plant dope on them and have the police raid the place because they thought they were squirreling, meaning they were doing tech not written by L. Ron Hubbard. Anyway, let me complete that.
Yes,
he asked me for the dope, and even though I started in the pool room and I worked in the casino, and I'm 44, and at my age, we didn't fool with drugs the way they do today, and I told him I wouldn't know where to get it. But I have reason to believe from the gossip I heard in the Guardian's office that they dropped doing that. They did something else.
Do you have reason to believe that they grow or raise their own, or they buy it on the open market? where they're dealing in it?
Well, to be frank with you, the majority of young men coming in, including the daughters and citizens of people here in Clearwater, drugs is a very prevalent thing among young people today. Once a person has a drug history, now remember that history is going to be in his files, isn't it? His confessional files. The confessional files goes to the editor's office, the editor goes to the guardian's office. The guardian's office can easily pull one of them in and do the same thing they did with me, you know, in order to help Scientology. Do you think you could get any of these drugs, you know? So, in today's market, it's not a hard thing to get drugs.
I thought one of the beliefs, I should get out of beliefs, but one of the ways of life to be a good person would be not to take dope or alcohol or put any foreign substance in your system or into your body. Is that...
That is, and when you get auditing, that is one of the technical things that must occur, that you must give up all drugs or alcohol or stuff of that. In fact, I would say that it's one of the good things about Scientology. I've seen many people come in who were drug addicts, who gave up drugs just to get some counseling or auditing from me or from Scientology.
Guardians, is the guardian office explained to each recruit the duties of the guardian office, that indeed they do?